Well, there you go. It's 8:38. So now, many people are used to returning merchandise if they find that it doesn't match their needs, right? I mean, that's just...
That's what you do.
Part of the process. But a Chinese man went a step further and returned his wife.
Oh, no.
Getting $120,000 in a court settlement.
Yeah. What?
Yep. Where did he return her to?
I don't know. Brown Fang, living in northern China, has filed for divorce from his wife after he found their newborn child to be, quote, incredibly ugly, arguing that the wife tricked him into the union by appearing to be a beautiful woman when she, instead, was ugly.
Every baby
looks the same,
whether they're ugly or beautiful. Really,
the claim goes on, I married my wife out of love, but as soon as we had our first daughter, we began having marital issues. Our daughter was incredibly ugly to the point where it horrified me.
That's terrible.
So old Brown was having tough time with this.
He was, exactly. Mr. Fang, that's his last name, I guess, after accusing his wife of cheating, since the child didn't look like him at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Was later confronted by his wife with the bitter truth. Cosmetic surgery. That's right.
It
was
what?
Apparently a case of false advertising, as it turned out, that his once beloved had spent $100,000 on plastic surgery to modify her appearance.
Holy
cow. Oh, my
cow.
Goodness.
Look how they changed their tune, folks. Appalled by the look of this child.
If he really loved her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, shallows everywhere, I guess.
It was all a facade.
Yes, it really a facade. Yeah.
A facade.
Yeah. And never revealed the surgery that she had had to enhance her looks. The reaction in social media to the story has largely been in support of the husband.
What?
Well, the female audience also largely sided with him. Of course I would. If you start a relationship with a lie, where else does it end?
Well, at least she wasn't a man or something.
Yeah. You don't know that. It just says plastic surgery.
That's right. We don't know. We're not exactly sure how far that went, but nonetheless.
Pretty sure a man can't give birth.
Oh, sure. Didn't they have one of those
a couple of years ago?
Some guy who did. We're not going there. Okay, anyway.
Oh, y'all just ruined my day.
Yeah, no, well, it's true.
Hey, talk about horrifying Halloween.
Speaking of horrifying Halloween, have you seen the story from Sandy?
Sandy who? Oh, you mean the hermit?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about under the tree?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us?
This is incredible. On Monday night, Sandy blew over a massive tree in New Haven, Connecticut. The lady that owned the house, her name's Katie, came out in the morning to see what had happened. Tangled in the roots of the uprooted tree were human bones.
Do what?
Human bones.
Do you know how to test whether something is bones or petrified wood while we're at this topic?
Okay.
If you lick it, if it sticks to your tongue, it's a bone. If you find a piece in your yard, I'm just saying. Sometimes it's important.
I ain't licking anything that looks like a bone.
I'll tell you what else. That tree, it was planted on the 100th anniversary of Lincoln's birth.
It was planted in 1909.
Why are you licking bones?
I've lived a full life, Scott.
Man. Yeah.
Okay. It's to tell whether it's a bone or not.
They've given the bones to an anthropologist who more than likely won't lick them from Yale University to be examined.
Well, if he already knows it's a bone, there's really no reason
to
lick it.
That's right. In that case, you're exactly right.
This is a geologist and archaeologist tip. Just remember, when you are out in the field and you find something, you're like, oh my goodness, is this a petrified palm frond from the Cretaceous period?
Exactly.
Or is this a bone?
That. Yeah.
If it sticks to your tongue, it's probably a bone.
Yeah. Okay.
There you have it.
Okay. Holy mackerel, Andy.
There we go. So we got the whole thing. I don't think it was said that like that, but anyway.
I will never, ever win that trivia contest
that's
again.
Right. So how many people have ever been born?
Okay. Ever?
Ever. How many people have been born?
2.5 billion.
Well, no, because there's like 7 billion on the Earth now. So.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's okay. You were close. Now, apparently, according to calculations from a demographer by the name of Carl Hobb, about 107 billion people have been born up to now. And 100 billion of them are dead. So, you know, for that 6.5 or 7% that's
one of them's under a tree.
Yeah, that's right. One of them's under a tree. But imagine that. I find that interesting. I don't know that I ever thought about it before, but that way you know, just in case you wondered, that that's how many people have apparently ever been born. All right. Pro football. Of course, man, I just can't Well, I really can't get enough of it.
Yeah, but nice.
I know, but anyhow, pro football fans have kind of grown familiar with what happens in the NFL after a touchdown over the past few seasons.
They have to go to review.
Well, actually, I was meaning the celebration.
Oh.
You know, because they do, right? They do a dance. Apparently, Ron Gronowski from the New England Patriots, he's a tight end, imitated both a Buckingham Palace guard and something resembling a male stripper, fortunately not in the same touchdown.
I think that's Gronkowski.
Oh, okay, that's good enough for me. Several players like the Dolphins, defensive end, Oliver Vernon, apparently has done a Gangnam-style dance now after a touchdown.
Gangnam.
Yeah, them too. But one franchise is not doing this. Did you know that?
Not dancing?
Not dancing.
No, because it...
are they Baptists?
No.
No, it's not Baylor.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they don't have a pro team.
It's Jacksonville, right? Yeah. Jacksonville.
No, really?
Yes. The Jaguars are doing something different. They are systematically killing off the dance party. Here's the deal. Is the coach, his name is Mike Mularkey, his first year, he got with his players and got them to kind of buy into this reduced celebration policy by introducing a wrinkle. He has decided that he would donate to charity every time they handed the ball over to the referee. Then they could celebrate with their teammates, but not doing any kind of little dancing thing while they've got the ball. And it's worked so far.
That's awesome.
It is. Through 11 games, including the preseason, 16 Jaguar touchdowns have made the cut for the donation. The typical touchdown celebration now looks more like, hey, you know, high fives with the team kind of thing. And as a result, he's donated $250. It's being matched by the Jaguars Foundation. And so far, they've raised $28,000 this year for Ronald McDonald.
That's cool.
It really is. I kind of like it.
Because I really pretty much hate any touchdown dance at all.
Yeah.
Other than the Lambeau leap.
Yeah.
And just, I think that's cool.
It's just one more thing. And again, there's not much I liked about Joe Paterno, but certainly what he did was, you know, act like you've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
When you score. And I just, I think that's, if those people would do that, then it might be fun.
Daryl Royal actually said that, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I think that was
whoever
Daryl
it
Royal.
Was, I'll give it to him. That's it. All right, the New York Post says a businessman in England got so sick of telemarketers wasting his time that he sued them.
Richard, good for him.
Yeah, Richard Herman sat down, calculated exactly how much his time a telemarketer was wasting when they would call him. And they wasted what turned out to be $315, which is exactly what the court awarded him for damages. So, yeah. He said, once I sent the company the invoice, I felt that everything was fine. I wasn't a victim anymore.
Good for him.
So, I kind of like that idea. So
not something stupid like I'm suing you for $20 million.
No, I'm suing
you for $365 because that's how much of my time you just ate up.
And you know what? He'll probably get on that no-call list we all want to be on. I don't know if they have that in Great Britain, but I mean, you know.
If we could do that for waiting rooms at doctor's offices.
What's that? You get, sue them for a
sue them for time?
Wow.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy spicy Italian in the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Smokers miss an average of 2 or 3 more days of work each year than non-smokers, according to a new analysis of 29 past studies.
Maybe we should start smoking.
Yeah, maybe so. But based on that finding, absenteeism due to smoking costs employers billions a year. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, don't smoke. Best not to.
I think we've covered that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so November's coming, and during November each year they have the campaign that is responsible for sprouting more mustaches on thousands of men's faces than ever.
Yes!
That's right, it's no. Movember. Movember.
What?
Yep.
It's No Shave November.
Yeah, well, that's Movember.
Okay,
see, like,
okay.
Mustache or whatever. Men raise awareness of funds for men's health issues, specifically prostate cancer, and they've got a website for it.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I started in October.
Did you? Still going, huh?
Yep.
I didn't know people did it to raise money. When I was in college, guys just did it because they didn't want to shave.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, no, there really is. And a Pittsburgh man was dubbed the American Mustache Institute's 2012 Robert Goulet Memorial Mustached American of the Year.
Awesome.
It's the Stash Bash. It was held 2012 in Arizona. The award was given to the University of Pittsburgh employee Adam Paul Cosgrove on Saturday after receiving 66% of the 1.3 million votes. I guess if those were people who went to the, who have mustaches, I don't know how you get to vote, but nonetheless, he won. So
is the runner-up get like the Tom Selleck?
Right. It's one of those deals where finishing second is worth nothing, like maybe a T-shirt. Adam Paul Cosgrove again from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. All right, so voting time's coming up. By the way, I think you can vote. I voted yesterday. I think you can vote until 8 o'clock every day this week.
Where do we early vote at our end of town, Scott?
At the utility station, which is back there behind that Kroger there or off Graham Road.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
Go in there. And there were quite a few people. There were about 15 people in there the other day, yesterday when I was in there. But anyhow, a 108-year-old South Carolina woman participating in her first election.
Ever?
Yep. Joanna Jenkins from South Carolina has never voted and resisted registering to vote prior to this. During this election season, a relative said, she just got kind of carried away with that voting and all. Really? I mean, really? Because, you know, you've had a few chances.
Says, well, she's now an uppity woman.
Yeah, exactly, at 108. Hope she can read the ballot. Maintaining close ties with your good friends on Facebook helps to increase your self-esteem, but it may also increase your waistline. That's right. You could get fat and become broke if you're following your friends on Facebook.
Something else to blame it on.
Mm-hmm. According to a study from the Columbia Business School, so it must be right, keeping watch of your good friends' activities on social media correlates to a higher body mass index and higher levels of credit card debt as well. Those close encounters increase your self-esteem, thereby allowing you to let your guard down and you temporarily lose control. Really? You lose control and so you get fat and you use your credit card?
Yep.
That's losing control?
Yep.
Okay. I always wondered what it was. The internet is buying Joe Biden a Trans Am. See this? A few weeks ago, somebody on the social network news site FARC, which is a funny website.
I love that website.
Yep. Suggested that the internet should buy Joe Biden a Trans Am. See, the guy's idea came from this article that was published in The Onion. If you're familiar with The Onion, they
do, also funny.
They do fun stuff, and some people think it's real. Anyway, the satirical newspaper The Onion wrote a story about Joe Biden washing a Trans Am in the driveway of the White House. Well, the VP obviously never washed a car in the White House driveway, but the fake story made the rounds and everybody had a good laugh out of it. Fast forward to today, a campaign to raise $25,000 to buy Joe Biden a Trans Am has so far collected about $15,000.
Can we do a campaign to raise money to buy Cat McMullen a Trans Am?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we could. It's
I'd wash it at the White House if I had to.
Yeah, well, if they'd let you, yeah.
In this case, it would be you would have to wash it at Mr. Down's house.
Yeah, there you go. Now, should the goal be reached and the Trans Am purchased, it'll be taken to D.C., and after he poses with the car, Biden will have he'll be given a miniature, a little replica, and the actual vehicle will be auctioned off for charity. So
that's I think that's great. I love it.
Yeah, it is. So there you go. That's Trans Am, and again, thanks to The Onion. Number of so-called zombies will be at a counterterrorism summit today, attended by hundreds of Marines.
I've heard about this only a little bit, though.
This is
Tell
crazy.
Us more.
I mean, Marines, Navy Special Ops, soldiers, police, firefighters, Halo Corp, which is a security firm hosting the training demonstration, says while the bad guys will be dressed as zombies, Halloween and all, it's very real as far as the exercise is concerned. A Halo spokesman said, no one knows what the zombies will do in our scenario, but quite frankly, no one knows what terrorists will do either. So if a law enforcement officer sees a zombie and says, freeze, get your hands in the air, see, they throw their hand up, and what if one of the hands flies off? You know what I'm saying? Because it's
sick.
You know they're zombies because it brains.
Exactly. But what is the zombie going to do? See, I mean, is he going to moan at you? Is he going to do something else? Is he going to be crazy? Who knows? And so they're apparently going to have zombies in the middle of this exercise. I'm not sure.
Have you read any of the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies? Or there's someone who took all the Jane Austen novels and has inserted either sea monsters into it, like Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters, or Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is the first one that I noticed when they came out, where they've taken things where Jane Austen didn't explain clearly and just explain it away with zombies.
Well, I mean, why not?
Why not?
I mean, if you want to sit around and, you know, have some sort of a breakout discussion focus group on Jane Austen novels, I mean, isn't zombies and monsters or dragons just as good as any other explanation?
Oh, there weren't any dragons.
Oh, it's just, okay.
Just monsters.
Okay, just monsters.
Hey, it'll get
okay.
Boys to read it.
Well, there you go. See, that's it.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Prosperity Bank, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you haven't bought your Halloween candy again, we just want to give you the kind of the insights as to the most popular candies.
Most popular?
Popular. Skittles.
Love them.
Starburst.
Yep.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yep.
Kit Kats and Twix.
Yep.
Okay, those are your most favorite right there. Okay, they're the top five brands. Then there are other people, of course, are going to give candy corn that's decades old. And
that's delicious.
Yeah,
it's
Snickers awful. And M&M's. Yeah, so there you go.
That's, can I throw a wet rag real quick?
Oh, sure.
Careful reminder, between 6 and 7 o'clock tonight, 70% more accidents happen, and it's double through any other night of the year for auto pedestrian accidents.
Yeah, pay attention. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with putting a little reflective tape on your child's outfit. I know it may not make them look exactly like they were going to, but think about how dark that might be, and you got people not paying attention. And again, distracted driving really ends up having a bad, bad situation.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like a wet blanket. I stumbled on the numbers on that, and it's outlandishly high. And the other thing is there's 1,000 more house fires today than any other time.
You're not a wet blanket. You just care about people.
Wow, really? That's house fires?
While the buzzkill Halloween, the National Fire Protection Association says more than 1,000 homes, more than...